Well, I have an original KUV-5R 5-watt version 1. I mean, this thing's like one of the originals, and I've only had my ham license a little over a year and a half now. And another radio operator over in West Bloomfield got me one as a gag gift when I got my ham ticket and says, you're an amateur ham radio operator. You have to have a Bofang somewhere, or Bofung, or whatever Joe was trying to say. You know, you have to have one of those in your fleet somewhere just so you can be considered an actual ham operator. And I remember going to breakfast after I actually activated it. It took me almost a year to activate it. It's only been activated now for about 6 months. I took it to breakfast with me, and I was joking with the guys at the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club, the group that pretty much sponsors our Saturday morning breakfast. I showed it to him. I said, look, I'm an official ham operator now. I got a Bofang in my fleet and not my big expensive Motorola. And they all, like, applauded me, and I felt, you know, now I felt like I was one of the gang now that I have a Bofang in my fleet. But, however, Bofang's made some strides lately. I guess some of the guys have purchased this new Bofang 32 DMUV or something, or DM32UV. That's analog digital DMR capable, dual readouts, you know, and stuff like that. And they're selling them for, like, under $70. I mean, I think a couple of people that bought them, they paid like in the mid-50s for them. So I guess they're a decent radio for what they get for the money. You know, you got quality with some value, but the key word there is quality, and I guess the Bofang people have upped their game a little bit to be in the competition circle. Joe, over to you.